Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, guys.
It's happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
Mom?
Hi, can I talk to...
Mom! Kura!
Shura, what did you eat for lunch?
What did I just eat? Oh, cucumbers and ranch, and then salt and vinegar chips. Hi, everyone. Welcome to It's Happening with Snooki and Joey.
You sound so cute. Are you crowning yet?
No, so I just got back from the doctor's office. I'm so annoyed because I've been feeling cramps, and I swear the baby's coming out. And then I went today, and he said like another 2 weeks or so.
Oh,
so
that's like
I'm annoyed.
June 1st?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Well, we want May 26th. So I'm going to really try and, like, do everything and, like, you know, have Gian there and swish things around.
With his hand or because with his beige?
With his beige.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I want it to happen May 26th. So I'm annoyed that I have to spend another couple weeks feeling this miserable. Well, you have no idea.
Well, I just came back from the doctor, too. I've been having mental breakdowns lately.
You're a mess. You know why? Because you haven't seen me.
I know. And I'm off my meds. I went on some new shady insurance because I'm trying to save some dollars. So I have this new shady insurance company. And so they cut me off at the pharmacy. They wouldn't give me any of my crazy pills, any of my Xanax, any of my testosterone shots.
Wait, why?
Because I switched insurances and I have to have all new prescriptions and all new blood work done in order to get all my prescriptions. So I've been off my crazy pills.
Oh my God, you're going to die.
I was crying. I had a breakdown yesterday. Nicole's has seen me when I go off my meds and I go into breakdown. So I was like sitting and I was babysitting this dog, Leah's dog. And I was sitting there like, you know, making a salad and I'm listening to country music. And all of a sudden some song triggers me. Some song about like a father's like talking about his son growing up and how he's going to grow up and become a man and he's going to miss him. Anyway, I lost it. I was inconsolable in the fetal position on the floor, crying hysterically while the dog was licking up my tears. That was a fucking mess. So I stormed into the doctor's office today and I got blood work done. They gave me a pee in a cup, you know, and then I'm just waiting for the pharmacy to call me with all my crazy pills and my needles and my Xanax. So it's like,
how long
Christmas.
Have you been off your crazy pills?
Like 3 days.
Oh my God.
I know. So I'm really going Looney Tunes.
I think you're staying indoors.
I take Cymbalta. And what's with that is a good one for me. But that's the one if you forget to take a dose, you go fucking nuts. And you can like feel your head, your skull like throbbing. It's disgusting. So I'm trying to like lay low so I don't, you know, I don't have an outburst in public.
Yeah, I think you should stay indoors until you get your medication.
I am. I just have to go around the corner to Duane Reade as soon as I get the call. So I'm waiting by the phone patiently for the call. And then I'm going to, you know, now it's Wednesday. So every when I take my testosterone, I name that day. So now it's W. So it's going to be Women Free Wednesday when I take my testosterones.
You're a mess.
I know, girl.
We're both a mess.
I know. Did you get?
We need to get our shit together because summer's around the corner.
Oh, God.
And this mama wants to have fun and drink and be in a happy mood always.
I know.
And I'm just cranky and miserable.
So wait, the lady made me get on the scale today and I had to,
did you die?
Oh my God. I'm like the fattest I've ever been. And I've been really picking out. Like I ordered White Castle to my house the other day. So I know it's bad. There was a crave.
But I don't think you look fat. I feel like you've looked fatter.
Yeah.
But you don't look as heavy as you were.
You know why? Because I got Cool Sculpting at About Face in New Providence, New Jersey. By Dr. Rich Maggio. And I think that helps because I had it on my neck. That's where I usually carry my fat and my face and my sides. So I had the Cool Sculpting. So I think it's just going like other places, like my feet. I don't know.
But your side looks skinny.
Yeah. I mean, I just need to get back to my healthy thing. I watched What the Health last night. You know that documentary about how everyone's going to die from eating everything?
Oh, my God. Yes, I refuse to watch it.
So I watched it again just to kick my ass in gear. So now I'm going to be like, no, I'm not going vegan because that's like, you know. That's a lot, just very dramatic. But I'm going to do back to my diet that I did before, like the F factor, like paleo, where I just eat like lean protein and vegetables and no.
All right, but don't get too skinny and annoying like that time I came back from Miami and you were talking about macros and you weren't even funny anymore.
No, I just want to get my cholesterol in check and not die of diabetes or a heart attack this year.
Well, yes. Yeah. Just be healthy, but not too healthy where you think you're a trainer.
Oh my God, there's a carrot on my floor. I thought I lost that the other day.
A carrot?
Yeah, I was snacking on carrots like a little rabbit. True.
Okay.
I just found
well,
it. What?
I wanna really talk about celeb gossip because there's a couple things that are annoying me. So James Charles, what's his name? Charles James?
Sister,
James
Charles? Yeah, sister.
Wait, so I'm still confused about what happened, but now I think like I'm understanding. I don't. Do you have the download? Because I'm still very confused, and everyone still is talking about it.
Yeah, because it keeps elevating. It keeps like it's like an onion. It keeps unfolding. There's layers and layers to the drama. Well, let's talk about first of all. James Marie Charles is a 19-year-old makeup tutorial YouTube queen, and he calls all his fans sisters and everything sister this, sister that.
Who was at the Met Gala and me and Joey were really annoyed about
yeah,
that.
Like, what are you doing there? You looked
like we're jealous, you fucking YouTube fuck.
Yeah, so because YouTube had a table. So, but I think I think that might have triggered Tati Westbrook. So I'll get into the story.
Okay, so who is this? Who's Tati?
Okay, so Tati Westbrook is another YouTuber. We met her. Remember, we worked with her in LA and we were like in a gym or something and we were doing was maybe the trapeze we did or something. Remember she played a blind girl in that movie?
That's not her, you idiot.
Who was that?
Oh my God.
No, but you did a makeup tutorial in bed with her or something. You worked with her before.
I don't think so.
Who was the girl that played the blind? That wasn't the same girl that played the blind
no,
girl?
No, that's the
that
girl
show?
From Pretty Little Liars. She's an actress. They're two different people, you fucking moron. Oh my God, wait.
Lady.
No, wait. Let me find out what her name is so everyone can laugh. Oh my God, what's her name again? Shit.
Sheree Appleby?
She's from Pretty Little Liars.
I thought that was the same girl.
What's her name? It's
Tati Westbrook.
Right? Tristan?
Are you Googling?
All right, I'll figure
it
out.
Okay, so Tati Westbrook. So the T is, let me start by telling you who the identified people in the drama are. James Marie Charles, who is a 19-year-old Kiki
Jenner.
Queen, blogger, I'm the YouTube tutorial queen. And then there's Tati Westbrook, who's also a makeup tutorial queen. And Tati is 37 years old. The James Marie Charles is 19 years old. So what happened was, basically, Tati Marie Westbrook made James Charles famous. She was already a big YouTuber with billions of followers. I don't know how many she has. And then he came on the scene. And she was like his guardian angel godmother, showing him the ropes. She took him under her wing and showed him the ropes. He, she would always promote him in all the videos, and she put this big long thing about it, but she would always promote him in the videos and make sure that.
Well, she was basically his mentor.
Mentor, exactly.
And like
showing him all the ropes and going out of her way to make sure. And she was like a mother figure to
him. Like, I'm your mentor.
Yeah, like a mother figure to him because she was, you know, he was young. I think he was like 17 at the time. And she was older, more experienced. And, you know, she basically made him billions and billions, all his money. She was responsible for making him all his money because her husband was.
He has billions of dollars.
He has millions of dollars. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said billions.
No, I probably did. I'm off my meds. So she made him all this money. Like, she would mentor him, and the husband was helping him. I guess he's like a big lawyer or some kind of like guru. Of that, but businessman or something. So he would like negotiate deals for James, make sure that everything was in his best interest. And he was doing all these nice things for her. And they like would go, they acted like his parents pretty much because he lived like, he's probably from like somewhere in Wisconsin or something. And he like moved out to LA to be fancy and had no family or friends out there. So he would like go over to Tati's house for dinner and all this stuff. Long story short, they're best friends. She's a mentor for him. She went out of her way to make sure every deal, they thumbed through it, made sure every deal was the right thing for him. And she basically single-handedly gave him every single dollar he has from his YouTube career. So she, the first drama is, she has this company called Halo. And I think it's the same thing. It's like a new like vitamin company, like gummy bear or gummy vitamin company called Halo. And it was, this is like, you know, you launching a new line of something and like, you know, me, of course, going to be there supportive. So she,
yes.
So he, she's like having a big launch for it, for the Halo thing. And I don't know if she asked him to post it or she like wanted to pay him to post something or do like a promotion for him. And he said,
oh, I read this part.
Yeah. He said he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't feel comfortable doing it. And he, so then, so basically her number one competitor is Sugar Bear Hair Company. And that's like Coke and Pepsi. They're like, they're the biggest competitors, the biggest in the game. And it's like direct competition. It's like, you know, all that shit. So he said no to her thing. And then 2 days later posted, like went behind her back and signed a deal with the number one competitor just to make a post in order for him to have security. I guess they paid for his security at Coachella or something like that. So it was a big stab in the back to her because, like, how dare, this is my big company. I've been waiting my whole life to, like, premiere, and you know how much I invested in this, and this is my big thing I'm doing. And you went to my direct competitor behind my back shadily to get ahead or something, or to, like, get more money or to,
yeah,
you know, it was,
well,
it was
supposedly,
fucking fucked up.
Supposedly he was like, about her product, about the Halo Beauty, right?
Yeah, Halo.
He was like, you know, well, I have a lot of young followers. Like, everyone that follows him on YouTube are, like, young girls. Like, yeah. My babysitter, Michelle, her daughter is obsessed with him.
I know, and she has a palette.
Yeah, she's, like, 13, and she bought from his website, like, all this sister crap. I don't even get the fucking sister thing.
Well, but, not on our girl. I'll get tea on that, too.
Yeah, but his huge audience is young teenage girls, so he didn't want to sell them hair products. And then, all of a sudden, he did that. So, yes, that's very fucked up. But also, it's just, like, I don't know. It's just, she made it so public, and I feel, how old is she? Like, 35, and he's, like,
37. Yeah.
And he's like a baby. I feel like, you know, you could have dealt with it a different way. But, you know, obviously publicity sells and we're all loving it. But yeah. It's very drama.
It's very drama. So then she doesn't stop there talking to us. Like, she's had a 43-minute video on YouTube explaining. But she does talk very slow. Like, we talk faster from Jersey. We could have got that message out in like 15 minutes if we had to.
Oh, yeah,
but she spent 45 minutes. She talks very slow. She's like, and to think that when I was mentoring someone to see,
oh, girl, bye.
Talked very much like that. I almost fell asleep. I had to fast forward it, but then she got stopped there. So then she made you say, like, you know, he's a backstabber and he's not grateful. And he's a little entitled fuck. That's basically the message she was saying, but it doesn't stop there. Then she was talking about how he's disgusting and sexually harassing people. Now all the boys are coming out the woodwork. So he's a homosexual boy. And he is notorious on all his videos for saying he has a problem that he only wants to date straight guys, and he turns straight guys. He'll, like, you know, he'll only hook up with, like, cure, like, download guys, like his girlfriends, boyfriends, and like straight guys. Like, that's his thing. And he hits on them. Now that he says he would say things like, he would hit on, like, sexually harass people and say, it's okay, I'm a celebrity. They can't do anything to me. He would say,
oh yeah. So I saw like this DM from him. I don't know if it's real or not.
I'm sure it is.
But he hit up this guy. It was like, oh, you're so hot, we should hook up. And the guy was like, oh, thanks, but I'm straight. And he's like, and then he sent like a dick pic.
And the guy was like, the gay sent a dick pic?
James Charles supposedly sent dick pic. And then the guy was like, no thanks, bro, I'm straight. And then he was like, I'm a fucking celebrity.
Yeah, that's what he said. So,
like, what?
Gross. But it doesn't stop there. So apparently at the Met Gala, he was sexually harassing a few waiters, but one in particular that had to make a formal complaint against him at the Met Gala, because he was being so disgusting and so forward with him that the poor waiter who was sitting there just trying to serve fucking little baby quiches got, you know, he was trying to do his job, and this, I don't want to say the F word, but this little queen was, you know, sexually harassing him. First of all, you shouldn't be even in the Met Gala because you're a nobody. And second of all, act right before End of Winter kicks your ass out. So apparently Tati Westbrook went in this big story about how at her dinner party at Tati Westbrook's birthday party at her house, like her family was there with like children and like whatever. And he was talking so filthy about dirty things and like hitting on the waiters. And he's just a big, a messy queen. And he's like always hitting, like sexually harassing straight men. So now it's finally coming out to backstab and all these models and like waiters and straight guys are coming forward and saying, I was sexually harassed too.
Oh my, I can't.
So that was part two of the drama.
And then what does Jeffree Star have to do with this? Because he made a comment being like, I was there and the bitch isn't lying.
Okay. So this is where the web gets.
I love how Jeffree Star always pops into people's drama.
I know. I actually like Jeffree Star because he's just really funny and just like, he's like,
oh, finally, you like someone.
Well, he takes a high road and he's like, he's shady, but he's like, you know, he's too successful. He doesn't give a fuck about drama. He's like, all right, bye, bitch. He makes enough money. So Jeffree Star comes in now. So Jeffree Star. Oh, so he talked to Westbrook, basically said that. So after she announced all this shit, the meteor went wild. He lost over 3 million subscribers. He had 17. Or,
yeah, what is he up to now?
He had 16. I think it's 16 million. 16 million. Now he has 13 million.
Wait, so this is YouTube, right?
Yeah. I think he lost 3 million followers on YouTube.
He had 16?
16 million he had.
Here, I'll look right now. In my file.
On your database.
Where is he? James Charles.
Maybe you have to, type in James Marie.
He has 13 million. He has 13 million.
So he lost 3 million followers. So that's a lot.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, we work in the media with social medias and promotions and stuff. So we know that to brands, that's a huge margin or decrease for the platforms that you get for subscribers.
Oh my God, I'm leaving.
And especially going to third quarter, hits.
Are we playing house right now?
Hits to our bottom line is not really going to fiscal a fiscal 2020. So we really want to.
I'm leaving.
Hit him up where it's hot. So
I'm literally hanging up.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So Jeffrey Marie Star went and said, I guess agreed with Tati Marie Westbrook, and said that, you know, thank God. I don't even think James Charles in that. Oh, they've done videos together, but you can tell that he's annoyed because, like, Jeffree Star was the original Kiki, like, fun, eccentric queen. And this little, like, knockoff comes through, like, looking like a boy with, like, high heels on and makeup. It's like, calm down. Stop trying to share Star for attention. So Jeffree Marie Star has a company, a clothing line, a clothing distribution company called Killer Fashion or Killer Beauty, Killer something. And that was under, and Jeffree's, I mean, what's his face, had, James Charles had his clothing line from him called Sisters and all the all his merchandise. So now today, Jeffree Star's company, Killer, I have to find out what it's called. Hold on.
Killer. Yeah, I didn't know they worked together like that.
Well, it wasn't, well, it's not like that exclusive. He has a bunch of clothing people, a bunch of celebrities have their clothing line through Jeffree Star. Here we go. I had the tier earlier. I had to pull it up. Okay, online merch. So it's called Killer Merch. That's the name of the company. Jeffree Star's company, Killer Merch, and Sister Apparel was distributed by that. So that up today, what happened was the partners are include Jeffree Star Cosmetics, Little Dicky, I don't know, Kevin Hart, West Coast Customs, Sisters, Chris D'Elia. Like, he has a bunch of all the different people that he does. Distributes the apparel for, and today they took Sisters.
That's crazy.
Off. They took Sisters off. Sisters got taken down. The website's taken down completely, and he has cut ties with Sisters Apparel. So he's losing deals left and right.
Wait. So if you click on the link for his clothing line, it goes right to his YouTube. So it's definitely shut down.
Yeah. It used to be you can like shop. I'm like, I want to get a T-shirt that says Sisters. Do you think okay, so now it doesn't stop there. So now people, all the little girls are taking to Instagram and to Twitter and all the apparel and all his, they're taking the apparel and his palette, his Jeffree Star palette for Morphe, and they're destroying everything. People, the children are burning Sisters.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're smashing the palettes, setting them on fire all over the internet.
Wait, guess how much his net worth was or is.
I would say $14
million. $12
million. Yeah.
$12 million from fucking YouTube.
Well, the Tati Westbrook was getting him $1 million deals like on the weekly. Like, she was like single-handedly handing him $1 million deals and saying, like, you'll have this in your account next week.
Insane.
And because he originally got his start with CoverGirl. He became famous because he took his senior portrait with a ring light and he like put a bunch of foundation on, like make it, he didn't like how the school portrait came out. So he went in like a YouTuber and like brought his own ring light and like did his makeup, and then he made him redo the picture. And then CoverGirl saw that and like thought it was funny, so they wanted to sign him as a CoverGirl for
Oh, this is how it all started?
So Lashy Mascara was the product they had him promoting. That's how it all started. And then he was on Ellen. And then basically after that, you know, once Ellen finds your bitch, you're set for life.
And how long has he been in the limelight?
2 years.
Oh, so in 2 years he made $12 million.
Or maybe 3 years. I don't know. It's very simple. 17, yeah. It started from his high school picture. So when he was 17, now he's 19.
So crazy.
Yeah. Not bad for a little Kiki queen. So, so now the children have took to the streets and they're smashing his apparel. They're setting it on fire and they're burning. Do you think that that Tina should burn her palette? This is our babysitter's daughter.
Well, my babysitter was like, she's not watching him anymore on YouTube. She unsubscribed. She blocked him. Yeah, you know Michelle. When she gets like annoyed, she's annoyed.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna block him too. I don't think he follows me, but I'm still gonna block him.
So crazy.
Now, do you think if I was caught in a scandal, like say, like I was sexually harassing Gianni's brothers, do you think that people would take to the streets and start burning my Kodakumin door hangers and destroying them?
Well, I mean, you did sexually harass. You did sexually harass the whole production company in Jersey.
Oh yeah, Jersey Shore. Yeah, I've spoken to you about the human resources department. They pulled me aside and said, "Joey, you can't touch the cameraman's dicks." I said, "Okay, noted." I said, "Thank you for the note." And
you were also blacked out, wasted. I feel like he does this on the reg.
Yeah, no, he does. I don't even think he drinks. Who knows he does.
I don't think he's legal to drink. He's 19, right?
Oh, right. I don't want to look at his face anymore. I'm turning this computer down. So that was that drama. So we're just going to follow that and see how the story develops. But, you know, and now everyone's saying, because I put that fucking thing of everyone saying that he's going to kill himself. And so it's considered bullying. And bitch, don't put yourself in the fucking public eye and sexually harass people and then cry bullying, bitch.
Well, he said in his YouTube video reacting to that girl.
Oh God, stop!
He said that he usually plays the victim, and he's not playing the victim this time. But now, clearly, he is now.
You're 5 years old. It's like, and everyone does that the exact same thing. I think about it, like when Kathy Griffin and like every star that has like a scandal in the media, you have this. You have this go-to apology video. It has to be bad lighting. You have to have no makeup on, no lighting, crying in a voice like it's talking in a falsetto. Like, well, I can't
remember your friend, the girl with no job. She did it.
Yes, she did it too. Remember, she had a scandal, and it's like, you know, it's everyone does the same exact video. Remember, I made a video. I didn't put it out, but I made a fake video like of what I would do if I was involved in a scandal. And I was like, I can't believe I'm making this video right now, but I want to address the allegations that were put on me.
Oh my God, stop.
I know. So that's that, you know, well, everything will be all blown over within a couple of weeks. And that queen will be back to, you know, selling makeup on the internet.
Facts.
I'm sorry. I'm picking a house off my foot.
Ew. Wait, what else did I want to talk about? It was that and... Who else?
Britney
Spears.
What's she doing?
Well, everyone is saying now that, because remember how she went to
the Loony Bin?
Yeah, she went to the Loony Bin. She said it was her decision. She wanted to go. And now everyone's saying that her parents forced her to be there and she was held against her will at the Loony Bin.
Well, that's where the Free Britney movement started. Yeah, the father was diagnosed with some kind of terminal illness or something bad. Like, you know, he had a bad disease. And so she couldn't deal with it, which was totally understandable because I had a sick parent who's crossed over. She, like, checked herself in for that. But then everyone's saying that her parents, the conspiracy, the Free Britney movement, is that she was put against her will because she was having another 2007 breakdown where she shaved her head and hit people with an umbrella.
Which was like the best time ever.
It was my favorite. So she apparently, still who knows what's going on with that. But she's out of the Loony Bin, and I'm not sure if she's back on her show in Vegas or she's on postponed the tour, perhaps.
Well, her old manager made a statement and said, "Britney, we might never see Britney Spears perform again."
That's dramatic.
Well, that's a very bold statement. I don't like that.
Very
statement.
Bold. I don't like it either.
I want to see her perform before I die.
Same. I don't know. I've seen her perform. Have you? I'm sure you have.
No.
Well.
So we need to go to Vegas. After this baby pops out, she needs to get her shit together.
We got
to
hit the ground running.
Get back on tour. And I want to go see her perform.
Okay. More importantly, you know this. I want to congratulate you on your nomination for Reality Royalty at the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Oh my God, you guys have to vote. So this is the crazy part. Me and the roomies, obviously they always, MTV always has their award shows. They have their two award shows every single year. We always go. We've never been nominated for reality because they just said they don't nominate their own shows on their network. But all of a sudden now they do. So bitches, you need to vote for us because finally we're not up against the Kardashians because they always win.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that the Kardashians aren't in with us. I think it's the Bachelors, the Bachelorette. What was it? Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Oh, I don't know. I can look it up.
It's like other reality shows, and honestly,
but, yeah, don't you watch guys, any of those.
We deserve this because this is our first time being nominated with MTV. And
but is the nomination called Reality Royalty?
Yeah, it's called Reality Royalty.
Well, that's, there ain't no one else besides you guys that's Reality Royalty.
Oh, besides the Kardashians, and they're not even in the category.
Yeah, besides them, so, but they don't work there.
I know, but it's also about the voting. So I feel like all of you need to vote for us because we really want to win. And I'm really upset because I can't go to the award show because
that's what I was going to ask you.
Well, it's taped June 15th, and I'm literally going to have a newborn.
Yeah.
So I can't do that. And then they have their other award show. The other award show, guess where it is in August?
Not here.
It's at the fucking Prudential Center in New Jersey.
What? Are we going to that?
You die. It's Lorenzo's birthday. It's on August 26th.
It's on his birthday?
Yeah, it always falls on his birthday, and I can never go.
The VMAs?
Uh-huh.
Are you fucking kidding?
So I'm like, cool. But yeah, I really hope that
these damn kids are ruining our whole social schedule.
So you guys better vote for us. You can go to mtv.com and vote. Hopefully we'll win this one because, you know, we've never been nominated before. So we're just so thankful to be here.
Yeah, I'm just thankful to be nominated.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So speaking of TV, we're going to stay on TV. I'm going to say a phrase. I'm going to sing a jingle, and you tell me if you know what I'm talking about. Ready?
Oh, God.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Do you know what that means?
Are you talking about 90210?
90210 is returning to Fox in August 7th.
Wait, I was smiling through that whole trailer.
Yes, with the little commercials, with the little
Oh my God, I love it, you guys. I feel like some of our listeners are too young to know what 90210 is.
Okay, so 90210, Beverly Hills 90210, pardon. It's really set the tone for like amazing like TV, like teen like TV and high school dramas.
Yes.
Now my question is, a cast member, Luke Perry, had recently crossed over and passed. Now, do you think this was in the works before he passed? Or they couldn't just come up with this that quickly. It had to be, they had to been filming before he died, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. I have no maybe, idea. Maybe they, cause they could throw a sitcom together real quick. That, you know, they're all pros at it. So it's not going until August. That means they have from now until August to shoot a season. They can do that.
Yeah, but he's not going to be in it because he already crossed over.
Yes, he's passed. But I don't know. Maybe that like, you think they're going to like kill him off on the spinoff. Like, oh, or they're just going to be like, oh, you know, he's not here.
Oh, I think they're going to do like a little memorial for him.
And memorandum. And memorandum.
Yeah, they're going to do like a little funeral and say that he passed. And I think that's how they're going to start it off. They should start it off like that.
Yeah. So now it's going
to pick like, up. That's like doing Jersey Shore in 20 years and I passed. And,
oh, God.
Yeah. And everyone's, and the show came back. You better do a fucking funeral for me before you start the show.
Yeah, for sure. So also, I mean, I don't know what the hell, where they're picking up. I mean, I don't know if like what they're, how, like, because last time you saw them, they were like in college or something. And like now all of a sudden, they're 50 years old.
They're
like
40.
That Andrea Zuckerberg. What's her name? Andrea Zuckerman?
Which one? Who?
The old looking one with the glasses. Andrea Zuckerman.
Oh, I don't know their real names, bitch.
Whatever her name was. She looks like she's 90 and she's like coming out like of the house looking like an old lawyer. It's like, bitch, what's going to be the drama? I don't know who you're hooking up with. Get out of here.
I think it's going to be, I think it's more for like the old fans to like have it back. And I think they're going to do it good.
All
I
right.
I think it's going to be a good show.
I'll check it out. So if you want to check out 90210, it airs Wednesday, August 7th on Fox. I was really proud that I typed that down and wrote it down so I had some actual facts this time.
Calm down.
I want to talk about, okay, so there's some other shows I want to talk about that I watch, and I have some things I want to talk about. But I also experienced a personal trauma this last night.
Your
tattoo show is back. Can I just break from gossip to tell you something that happened to me last night?
Oh, you're so dramatic.
I have a huge bruise on my forehead, like a black and blue. You know how I got it?
Tell us.
Well, I'm in bed, cozy up in bed. And, like, I have, like, my covers on me. And I have, like, my remote. I have my phone. Like, all my stuff's in bed. And then I it's so disgusting. I let out a huge fart. And then I went under the covers to smell it. And my phone flew up and banged me in the face.
You're fucking disgusting.
Honestly. I know. So now I have a huge bruise on my face and I have an event to go to tonight.
Where are you going?
Angelina Marie and I are going to an OK Magazine party.
Oh my God. D-listers go to that.
We're not going together. It just happens that we're on the same influencer sign up sheet and then it tells you the other people that are going.
You two are going to be the most famous ones there.
No, Carol Lovello got invited too.
Yeah,
it's the cream of the crop.
No, have fun, bitches.
So, did you watch Netflix? Wine Country has a new movie on Netflix.
I saw that. I didn't know what it was about, but I just finished. Oh my God, what's it called? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Dead to me.
Oh. My God, it's such a good show. I don't know how you fell asleep, you bitch.
Well, I was on pills. I was on. I took a bunch of Benadryl because I don't have my Xanax, so I supplement Benadryl because it kind of knocks me out. So I was under the influence. But now, is it a movie or is it a series?
No, it's a series. It's like a 10 episode series.
I thought it was a movie.
It's so fucking good. You would die because, what's her name? Well, who's the main actress?
Christina Applegate.
First of all, I love her. She's so sarcastic and so us. Like, we would definitely hang out with her and love her.
Yeah.
She's like an alcoholic and her life's falling apart. And she meets this girl, Judy. Oh, my God. It's so good. So if you guys need a good show to binge in, like, 2 days, Dead to Me is, like, the best show ever.
Judy's drama. I was awake for that part when we found out she was fibbing. I don't want a spoiler.
Just start it over from the beginning because it's so good.
Okay. And I wasn't sure that it was a docuseries or if it was I thought it was a movie, but I'm excited to watch that. Another show I was watching. Oh, so anyway, Wine Country, that's a fucking movie. So I thought it was going to be, it was said to be the next Bridesmaids and it's all the people from Saturday Night Live. It stars Rachel Dratch, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Maya Rudolph. So I thought it was going to be like the most historical movie ever. And it was like,
and it sucked.
It was painfully bad. And I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know how it happened, but it was so bad that like I couldn't even, I had to fast forward it. It was like, for this pool of talent, for these people that are like so hysterical and always make me laugh no matter what, the editing or the storyline or whatever the fuck it was not funny at all. And it was like poor timing. Like, you know, like a scene, like it's supposed to be like Bridesmaids when like they're wiling out, they're in the club doing crazy things, like taking shots and like snorting coke and doing the craziest shit. Like that scene where there's like music, like turn down for what? Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
It's going crazy. Well, this, they had this scene and it was like, there's no context to it at all. And out of nowhere, Amy Poehler's fucking tits come out, like full nipples. And it wasn't even funny. Like the timing was so wrong. It was like, it didn't even make sense. There was like nothing happening. All of a sudden her tits are out. It just wasn't funny at all. And I was really upset because I love all those girls. And then they had this like poor man's, what's her face? Who's the big girl? The funny one. Who's in Bridesmaids? With an M.
Oh,
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy. There was like a bootleg Melissa McCarthy version of some woman who wasn't funny. The only saving grace of the movie was that the Asian girl that you hate from Pen 15 stars in it. She's in it too. So that, she was great.
I don't hate her. Stop saying that.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Pen 15, I talked about it last time. It got nominated for season, not nominated, greenlit for season 2. So it's coming back.
All right, if she grows her hair back, I'll start watching it again.
She does grow her hair back.
I can't deal.
Okay. That was that.
Did you just hear that?
I said, what is
that? I just flushed the toilet.
Were you taking a dump?
No, I was peeing with you guys.
Oh. Ariana Grande is in some hot water. She's being sued for posting.
Who is being sued?
Ariana Grande. Because she posted Instagram picture of herself. She posted a picture that a paparazzi took a picture of her. And she posted it on her Instagram. And now the photographer is suing her for $25,000 for each picture she posted, plus any money that she got off those pictures for her album. Because she was promoting her album.
Is that a joke? Where did she get the pictures in the first place?
She got them online. Like, you know.
Okay, so if they're online and they have the watermark in it, he can't sue her.
Well, he's suing her. So whatever she did, she got in trouble.
Yeah, I feel like that's not legit, right?
It is, apparently. It's a real
lawsuit. Apparently.
I mean, blueberries. It's a real lawsuit. So, I guess because you have to hire, like the Kardashians, they hire their own paparazzi.
Well, yeah, because they don't want anyone getting bad pictures of them.
Yeah. True that.
Me and you, we're like, I don't give a fuck, and we're drunk, wasted.
Mm-hmm. Slop kebabs. Paris Marie Hilton is promoting her new music video and new LP.
With Kim Kardashian.
It's called My Best Friend's Ass. And she has all the influencers starring in this music video. Her Kim Kardashian, all these YouTubers.
Nikita
Dragon.
Wait, I'm obsessed with her.
She's hot.
I really want to know where she got her ass It's like not too much, but I just love, because you know that bitch wasn't born with that. Like, she went to a doctor. She even
said she's transgender.
So I wouldn't know. Yeah, so I wouldn't know what kind of procedure.
If she got fillers, probably ass implants. Well, because think of all, a man, a boy, if you're born male, you don't have curves and hips like that naturally. So of course you like, you know,
exactly.
But the hormones that you take when you transition, they will give you some hips and some curves. But I'm sure she has, you know, she's definitely had breast implants because she's transgender and she has beautiful, luscious breasts. And I'm sure she had some fillers, maybe.
Her hips and her ass.
I know, it's insane.
Look amazing. Like, I want it.
And not for nothing. She's probably 19 years old. So, of course, she has a plump, hot body. You know? No kids. But if you don't know who Nikita Dragon is, check her out. She is gorgeous. And you know what? I like her little friend. Brett Rockman is her kiki gay best friend.
Yes, that's who I found her
I
from.
Love him. And I normally hate obnoxious gay people. He is fucking funny. If you know who he is, Brett Rockman, check him out. He's got like...
he's hysterical. He's like, he reminds me of you, but he's like, he's way too girly.
But you know, I wish I had his... I watch his videos and I get very jealous that I could be doing what he does, but he doesn't have mood swings. He has to be like, how are you always in a good mood and wanting a camera in your face? Like, he like documents everything. He has like hair if he looks cute. Neither do I really, but you got to be in a mood to like be funny on the phone and like record everything. But he documents every single thing he does from like... eating a blueberry to going to the mall, and like he's just really conscious of making sure he puts content out every 5 minutes.
I've been telling you this for 2 years. I said vlog, do everything, like anything that you do you're hysterical at, and you just don't listen to me. So it's your own damn fault you're not making millions.
Well, I've been starting to get a lot of traction on my YouTube page, and if you don't know about this already, I did a couple of vlogs. And my YouTube manager, Cara Marie Loveller, she told me that I got like a bunch of stuff happened on my thing because I guess people were watching my videos. So that means people like it. So, but I have to have more people watch things. It's called like a watch thing. So if you're not already following me on YouTube, please go to YouTube at Joey Camasta, JoeyCamasta. Stop crunching during my promo.
Sorry.
So guys, please follow me and watch my videos on YouTube. And then because I'm going to start doing more content because I have that camera sitting in my thing and I have all these lightings and shit. I'm going to start doing videos. So make sure to follow me or subscribe to me on YouTube, please. And then I can be famous too. What are you eating?
I'm not eating. I'm packing my car. I have to go to my store and drop off inventory. But make sure you guys follow Sissy too.
She has enough followers.
No, she doesn't, because I went to Farrah Abrams' page and looked at her daughter, and her daughter has more followers than Sissy. So, hello.
Oh, no.
I'm offended.
No, ma'am.
No, I'm offended. I am so fucking offended that little brat has more followers than my daughter.
And her trashy mother.
So, everyone, follow Sissy. Oh, speaking of Sissy, she tried out for cheerleading, CJA. And my little baby. So, she's a cheerleader.
She's not shy anymore?
No.
Good.
I literally just throw her in and she goes. So congratulations, my sissy. She has practiced two times a week. Oh my God, I'm out of breath. I'm just really proud of her.
Well, I am too. Congratulations, sissy. What else did I just tell? Oh, I found a new drink that we're going to be drinking this summer. I mean, for on the go.
Do you know what I love that I can't wait to drink?
High Noon? White Claw?
Truly's.
That's exactly what I was about to say, but I found a better one.
Shut up, because we drank at my best friend Stephanie's bachelorette party.
Yes.
And I thought it was just like a mixer, and you had to add vodka.
Yeah, we kept doing that.
The first time I had Truly's, I used that, and then I added like a pound of vodka, and I got wasted.
We got fucked up, but it's actually vodka in there. I found a new company called High Noon Sun Sips. I tried it yesterday, and it's really yummy. It only has 100 calories, and it is it's just vodka, seltzer, and natural flavor. So it's just literally that. This doesn't have any malt or anything gross in it. So check out High Noon Sun Sips. I like those because I don't know. They were just tasty. But I get all those things. It's so much easier. I mean, we can still drink our real drinks, but like when we're on the go, we can just pack one of those vodka sodas in a can and call it a day.
Oh, my God. You guys, I can't wait.
I don't know. Well, you're on your way to your store.
Yes, I'm on my way to the store. Make sure you guys come this weekend. We're doing a lot of big and online, and I'm out of breath because I have to go. I'm like carrying shit. The baby's gonna come out, and I have to get Lorenzo. So, I love you all.
I do too.
This has been great.
All right, make sure to vote for.
This has been great, Joey.
Vote for MTV.
Yes.
Vote for Jersey Shore reboot. Family Vacation Part 2.
Yes, please.
And make sure to
please
follow me and Sissy on YouTube and subscribe to us and watch our videos.
Yeah. Yeah, please vote for Jersey Shore because we want to win, bitches. We've never won an award from MTV before.
New bow.
And that's our fucking family.
This is my livelihood.
That's my family.
It's everything I have. Okay, so we'll see you next week, girl. You're not giving your baby up until you're not having your baby until later. So
no, May
you'll
26th,
be here next week.
I'm gonna try and have the baby. Right, yes. Good. And we could still do the podcast when I have the baby.
I know.
I'll just lay in bed and talk about it. Like I'm not going
anywhere. No, I'll come over because I want a binge drink with your new baby.
We have to get shots because they're dirty. It's a newborn. You're going to give my baby the measles.
Well, hopefully I get some testosterone shots today and my crazy pills. So everyone say a prayer that Dwayne Reed calls in my prescription so I don't go off the loony bin.
Oh, my God. Yes, please. Joey's the worst when he's depressed.
I know. I'm going to call Dwayne Reed now. But thank you for joining us, everyone. We love you. Have a blessed day. And if you have a James Charles palette or a sister's t-shirt, make sure to burn it today. Oh, cool.
Yes. Bye, sisters.
Bye, sisters. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.